B-Pod Studios.
Law office.
What?
Please listen closely as our menu has recently changed.
What?
If you's calling for psychic or spiritual help and or beauty tips, press or say one. If you's in need of a professional attorney, say or press two.
Two. Number two.
You don't have to say it that many times, sir. Hold on.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling the lawyer.
The lawyer? Is this?
I'm the lawyer. Thank you for calling me.
Is this the law office of Eddie Taylor Williams Esquire? Did I call the right number?
Yes, sir. You sure did, and you've made a wise choice because I've decided I'm going to take your case.
You don't know what my case yet is, sir.
Oh, pardon me. Why? What's your case?
Am I speaking to attorney Eddie Taylor Williams, Esquire?
Yes, sir.
It said on the ad you got your law degree from Buffoon Cookman.
Yes, sir. Proud alumni.
Is this a law office? That's all I want to know. Are you an attorney, and is this a law office of Eddie Taylor Williams? That's all I like to know. I might need an attorney.
Well, yes, sir. And if you think you might need an attorney, that lets me know, as an attorney, you need one. Me.
I had an accident on my way to work last week, and I think I got a little whiplash. You know, it didn't come on me till later, and I was told, well, if you want somebody that can get you money for whiplash, that I need to call this office.
Okay.
And then I had some woman on there talking about fortune telling.
Oh, see, in addition to my law office, I also, Miss Williams offer psychic beauty tips,
fortune telling.
That's what I was told.
And she's in a different office. Uh-huh. I'm in jail, right? I need bond money. Can you know a good bail bondsman?
Well,
sir,
looky here.
No, I
wouldn't do that, but I can tell that you're a good man.
How do you don't even know me, sir? I'm trying to find an attorney. I need a bail bonds. Whiplash.
That don't matter. I'm gonna be you's attorney for the whiplash, and I'm fixing to come get you out to jail myself.
I need bond money. They set the bond at $50,000.
Well, looky here, I've experienced America in my life. My young stepson recently scratched off a lottery ticket, and well, lo and behold, it was a $5,000 winner.
Wow, that's great!
And he didn't understand. He's a little bookworm. I'm the man of the house, and he did not know he had to be a juvenile over 18 to cash debt.
You have to be, excuse me, sir, I didn't understand. You have to be a juvenile over the age of 18 to cash that.
Yes, sir. Legally, you have to be a juvenile.
Isn't that juvenile? Is somebody under 18? Are you sure are you an attorney?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you, because I recently come into some money, is what I'm trying to say.
Are you saying that you took some kid's $5,000 lottery ticket and cashed it yourself? I need the $5,000 to get out of jail. I got whiplash. I need $5,000. I need the $5,000 to get out of jail. Because it's $50,000 bond, and I don't own any property, because I come from a poor area of town.
You need to realize today your lucky day, sir.
I don't know if it's my lucky day. I need $50,000 bail money. I got the whiplash.
I'm going to go down there now, and I'm going to go see Marvin.
Marvin?
I know it's frightening that you be incarcerated.
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
Let me walk you through this.
Yes, sir.
Marvin has $50,000.
Who's okay? Marvin?
Marvin is what they call a bondsman.
You don't
need to know those fancy words.
Oh, good. So I know I need a bondsman. You're my attorney. Help me on this. Give me a consultation. What do I do? My neck hurts.
We do your consultation now, because the call you on right now is free.
This is a free call. So what happens after this? It's not free. I haven't even asked you if you wanted to be my attorney yet.
I always said that I was going to take your case. I don't even know why you're in jail, and I don't care.
Because, sir,
that day that you got a crick in your neck was your lucky day, and the Lord has blessed you. You just don't know it yet.
Oh, I feel better about this already. So are you board certified at the Florida bar? You're all good with that? I need to make sure I'm getting the right guy. I don't want to have more problems than it's worth.
Let me let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
But it's Florida. A ways so lawyers can overcharge you. They have, professional associations and whatnot. And all that is they pay dues. It's a country club.
You have to be a member of the Florida Bar, do you not, to practice in the state of Florida, sir? Am I right or wrong on this?
Oh, yes, sir. I misunderstood what you were saying.
Well, are you a member of the Florida Bar, you stupid buffoon?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir? You're a member of the Florida Bar.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm in Mississippi, though. I'm in jail in Mississippi. You practice law in Mississippi?
Well,
I got kin in Florida, and they said call Eddie Taylor Esquire, and I call a palm reading service. Get out.
That's real good, because I can tell you your future already. I got kin in Mississippi.
I don't want to know my future. I want to be out of jail.
Well, whereabouts Mississippi is?
Look, I held up a liquor store. Can you help me with that? They got me.
Well, where they got you?
They got me in a Mississippi jail in Texas.
Oh, so it was because of Mississippi. You were.
So I'm in Texas. They give everybody the chair in Texas, and I need help. I held up a liquor store.
I don't blame you there. I would not step foot in Texas.
You would. So you don't practice law in Texas?
If you pardon me.
Pardon?
Sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If you pardon me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm reading off a script. Yes. I guess not.
Off a script? Are you even? Can you cite a case for me? Hey, let me.
Looky here.
Looky here.
I don't practice nothing.
You don't practice nothing.
Excuse me if I got it right the first time, and I do my lawyer in for real.
That's great. Can you cite a law case for? Tell me about Brown versus the Board of Education. Can you tell me what that's about?
Well, sir, I don't really know.
Brown versus the Board of Education.
Well, I've got a big, big book of all the statutes.
Plessy versus Ferguson. What do you know about that?
Sir, I would have to look that up in the statutes.
The statutes?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I asked you to cite simple cases to prove to me that you're a lawyer so I can get out of effing jail.
I don't understand none of it. The important thing is that you got a crick in your neck from Florida.
Roe v. Wade, will we ever see that overturned?
Well, I reckon you get enough strong men, you can turn anything over, even a car. Automobile, I mean.
Are you serious? I want an attorney. I'm told call you. You know all about the law. You can go and get my case taken care of. I'm just looking for it to be expunged.
Well, I understand you upset, and now, sir, I think I have a firm.
Do I not have a Fifth Amendment right? What's the Fifth Amendment? Tell me something from the Constitution. I got a gun in my hand. Second Amendment?
Well, hang on now.
What's the Fifth Amendment?
Because looky here. I don't go down to the bank and try and tell you how to rob it.
I'm not. Okay. Who ever said I'm robbing a bank? I had a car accident. I got whiplash.
Well, I don't tell you how to get whiplash. Don't tell me how to do my lawyer.
Oh, good. Tell me. You know what? They always tell you in the ads. If you want a case list of, have you ever tried anything in court?
I've tried lots of things in court.
Like what? What have you tried?
Well, I think that it. Issue is whether they work or not.
What works?
I don't know.
Switch me over to the palm reader.
Well, sir, I'm the attorney, and I also can read your future.
Yeah.
Because you hurt your neck. You're going to make the money. I believe in you so much, I won't charge you a dime.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for that nice round of applause. Stan and Haney here. Monday afternoon, back in the studio, and from his pool, Mark Haney.
My palatial estate.
Good. I'm glad you're happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy except Richard the engineer.
Richard's great. He's awesome.
He is.
What's your problem with Richard?
He is, but I was trying to communicate with you, and I thought we were in delay, and he's telling me to push buttons I've never pushed before, and then he starts treating me like a five-year-old kid.
I heard it.
Yeah. Oh, and you heard that.
Well, and I did try to help you and admonish everyone to behave like gentlemen and stop using the F word.
Yeah, but that only made it worse because he's trying to still talk to me, and I'm trying to listen to him, and then I got the safe word to announce, but I'm fine now. Everything's good here at Broadcast House.
And everything's coming to you clearly now?
Oh, everything's perfect.
I think everything's great.
You know, the fact of the matter is, and this is the God's honest truth, Haney and I have not seen each other face-to-face since March 13th. that's how long it's been.
That's the longest we've been away from each other.
For 30 years.
You know, I didn't think about it, but that's absolutely true. Yeah. This is the longest we've gone without seeing each other face to face.
Yeah, I miss you.
I know you do, but it'll be okay, buddy. Yeah. It'll be all right.
Hunker down all weekend for crying out loud. I'm sick of this. This was such a great day that I got to come into work.
Well, I'm glad that makes you happy. I'm as happy as can be.
Oh, I bet you are.
Let me describe it to you. The sun is shining. The sun is sparkling off the water.
Mm.
And there's a mama mockingbird who's listening to the show and keeping an eye on her nest. And
beautiful.
I see when I talk, she kind of cocks her head to the side.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. I am so happy.
I know you are. And I, you know what, for that matter, I'm happy, too, and Rob's happy, too, because he's not pulling his hair out over here.
Looky there. There's a hawk flying around. Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds nice, a hawk flying around.
Yeah, I did hunker down.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, you hear how he's splattering a little bit? Not splattering with your volume. It's like you're pixelating.
Oh, like
you heard that,
digital...
Rob? Didn't you?
I did.
Pixelating
like a digital artifact.
Yeah. Only for a second.
Nothing I can do about that. Well, you let me know if it gets too bad because it sounds fine to me. I don't hear that part.
Everything's great.
But are you still engaging in risky behavior and going out?
Oh, there's no risky behavior. I don't engage in any risky behavior. That's why I'm glad I came back here. I left the house today, went and got my coffee. Finally, the barista's wearing gloves, and I came in here.
Did your wife give you a proper send-off?
She was glad that I was leaving. It'd give her a better chance to work.
Yeah, what I meant by a proper send-off was, yeah, don't let the door hit you on, yeah, in the ass on your way out.
Yeah, give me a quick kiss. Have a great day, honey. Out the door.
Don't let the screen door hit you.
On your way out.
Oh, isn't that a great song?
Yeah, it's a great song.
But this weekend was great for me. I'm in a great mood, and you know why?
Why?
Because I am actually, because of this, more in contact with people than I was before.
Yeah, what are you, social media? Phone calls? What?
Well, I figured since I have gone to such lengths anyway, that I might as well keep it going. So I figure there's no way I can get this. Because I got a deal worked out with my daughter.
Yeah.
Whatever she can't find at the store, I find through various places online.
Oh, jeez.
And so, like, she couldn't find paper towels at the store, and I was able to hijack a giant paper towel delivery. And so I traded her paper towels, and she went and picked up smokes for me.
Ah, that sounds like an even Steven trade. So
yeah.
Paper towels for a carton of smokes for you.
Yep.
Oh,
and what do you mean, old
Nothing,
brother?
Just tell me about it.
She's worried about me. She doesn't want me to leave the house.
Right, and doesn't want you to be without smokes.
Well, yeah, that's not good for anybody. That would be a disaster,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it
My
be great
God.
If you could
Perish
order...
the thought.
Because I've tried it a few times. I got some cigarettes one time from Russia, but maybe order cigarettes by mail?
I don't know what their problem is. They will bring you drugs. They will bring you booze. They'll bring you any food you want.
Not
but
cigarettes.
They will not bring you cigarettes.
They will not. They
That's
won't.
Like the one thing.
Yep.
And also, I feel like I spent the weekend with Junior, even though he was, behind a door. Because guess what?
What?
Junior texted me Friday night, and he said, can you help me find this game on Xbox? It's a game that he was thinking about that he played as a kid.
Jeez, you are in your just glory here.
And, I'll finish the story, and then I'll let you... go ahead and destroy my mood.
No, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to destroy anything.
But it turns out that he was right. There's no way to get it on Xbox, and he could. You can play it on PlayStation, but he didn't have a PlayStation, and I had a PlayStation that I thought was broken.
Mm.
But I said, you know what, let me give it another try, and I was actually able to repair my old PlayStation, and so I put it in a bag and put it on the porch right before he got here.
Mm-hmm. That's good, and he grabbed it.
And so he's able to play the games that he wants
Life's
now,
great.
So he doesn't go, because he was full-on furloughed. They're like, yeah, you got a job when this is over.
Oh,
but,
I know very well what's going on over at that complex.
Well, remember, he just got a big promotion and never got a chance to get his first big check.
Nope, not yet.
So that's I thought that was
you're in your glory. I know this. Video games, computer, ordering online, sitting at home, broadcast. This is something that you've dreamed of. The coronavirus has affected billions around the world. And as far as Mark Haney goes, I think you're 0.1% that say, I can live this way.
Well, I mean, I have been. It's just better. Everything's better.
Yep. Okay.
And you know what?
What?
I think maybe people... I got a story in the news about it. That the way that we have been living life...
Yeah.
This is the first time for so many people...
Yeah.
that they have been forced to slow down.
Yeah. I can't live that way.
And you don't have to worry about tax deadlines and this and that. It's like, just be cool for a little while. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's what they're asking you to do.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, let me ask you something.
Here goes my move.
No, do you have your Xfinity copy?
Of course I do.
Well, then let's take care of that, and then we got to take a break. We're facing a hard break.
Okay? Really? Yes. So you're not going to try and foul my mood?
No, no way, because I'm not going to ruin this deal where I get to come into work.
I am. I'm a little bit shocked. But,
no, don't worry. Everything's great. You stay there. I'm fine.
You know what they say. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's right. That's right. Xfinity X1 delivers the simplest, most complete way to access and experience all of your entertainment on all of your screens. And think about this, especially when you're working from home, to have access all on one screen.
Oh, yeah, critically important. And with X1 DVR, you can watch and record up to 6 shows, plus start watching in one room, finish in another. No one's the wiser.
No. Nope.
You can track multiple games at once when they play them and check latest scores and highlights. And you can do that while you're watching a TV show or even another game. X1 gives you easy access to apps right on the TV screen. You can check weather and traffic, watch Netflix, Amazon Prime, as well as YouTube. You can even go on Pandora, iHeartRadio, and more.
That's right. Visit Xfinity.com to learn more.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name's Stan. Mark Haney, my partner, broadcasting poolside. And we're going to have the grab bag here for you in just a second. Also, we got the Wayback Machine a little bit later on today, where we'll see who's on the Billboard charts this week in a particular year.
I won't give anything away, but I was looking at, we're going to play some great songs.
Yep.
But all of the songs in that particular time, that was a great time for music. It's like there's not a bum one on the sheet.
There is not a bum one on the sheet. And it was, for me, the year that we're going to today, I mean, I was free and fancy. If I could live like I did in that year, everything would be fine. I didn't have a care in the world.
Yeah, I did because I already knew everything. But,
right. Well, that was in the sixth grade. You knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Whatever. So let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 in North Naples. Takeout Tuesday through Sunday.
You want to eat like a king? That's how you do it.
Yep. We've been doing these for the last few weeks. They're called Quarantunes. And this one's called simply, I'm Lazy.
It's been 3 Mondays since I've done anything. Been stuck in my house 3 weeks tomorrow. Lying on the couch watching Tiger King without pants. It's not my fault, they said to stay home. Yeah. That's why I'm lazy. Life at home is really boring.
Not for Haney.
Oh, far from it.
That's why I'm lazy. Going back to bed and
You know, I don't mind that one, but you're right, Haney. The Beatles one was the best.
I don't know.
Spot on.
That one, I think, is number two.
This is good. The people of Crowley, Louisiana, do not like this one bit. And they've let it be known. Police in Crowley, Louisiana decided
They've let it be known it ain't gonna fly in Crowley.
Police decided to enforce, just bring that down just a touch, anything, just a touch. I don't like fighting it.
I kind of like that.
Not me. To enforce their curfew, they're using the same siren sound from the movie Purge. The chief of police said he thought it would be less jarring than a normal siren, but they don't like it. Here you go.
It was just crazy. I knew they had the curfew, but nobody was expecting to hear that kind of siren.
We didn't want to go through with our regular sirens because we didn't want to create more havoc. One of the officers who is military approached me and said, well, you know, Chief, there is an old military siren that was used. It was used in the movie Purge, but it's been used for many, many years. It was to remind people that this is a very serious matter. People are not seeing, even if they look at the statistics, it's not real to them.
They don't like the siren.
Yeah, it sounds a lot. It sounds similar to my alarm clock.
It does, and you have trouble waking up with that.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
Yeah.
Well, you know how my ears are.
Yeah, told you last week how even in this global crisis around the world, there's always somebody out there looking to make a buck or scam somebody. The latest in West Louisville, Kentucky. Officials in West Louisville shut down a drive-through test center last week and said it was a scam. The people running it...
People have no shame.
None. The people running it were charging $250 to get tested. But it's not clear if the tests were even real.
Boy, that's an express ticket.
As soon as people started asking questions, this sudden drive-through testing packed up and left. Even one noticed that they couldn't even spell HIPAA correctly on the sign, and we're scamming people. Here, take a listen to this. Even got some sound of them running their little outfit.
Okay, I'm helping out as a consultant, making sure everything is being done properly. Yes or no, patients have rights. Patients also have a thing called HIPAA. Well, we shouldn't be putting them on camera. We should be protecting them. You're violating that.
First of all, no certificate. You spell HIPAA wrong. You spell it H-I-P-P-A. It's H-I-P-A-A.
Y'all ain't even qualified to do testing here. Yeah, that's what I thought. Y'all ain't got no answers.
Where are you from, ma'am?
Kentucky. Whereabouts in Kentucky?
Your mama's house. I got you.
Go on and pack it up and leave, because every time we see you around here, we're going to chase you out.
Oh, cut through you like a knife, that woman's voice.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the good guys, but tone it down, please.
Yeah, man, like a knife.
That's the worst when they're in the right.
Yep. And when they're in the right and it still cuts through you.
Yep.
Queen Elizabeth. Over the weekend, it was only the fifth official time in her 68-year reign that she made an official address to the citizens of England.
Yeah, she does like her annual Christmas message, but other than that, she doesn't do this.
This is only the fifth time in 68 years. Here's Queen Elizabeth addressing her nation.
I'm speaking to you at what I know is an increasingly challenging time. I want to thank everyone on the NHS frontline, as well as care workers and those carrying out essential roles, who selflessly continue their day-to-day duties Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it. We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us.
She's got a beautiful speaking voice. Just beautiful.
And, you know, watching her speak, she is a 93-year-old woman. She does not look a day over 83.
Yeah, I know. Yep, she is. She's 93, speaks beautifully, looks pretty damn good for her age.
And her delivery is so perfect for delivering calm.
Yep, because just listening to her, I'm already at ease.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't get at ease.
All right, all right. I'm not at ease, trust me. I'm wound up tighter than a guitar string.
Yeah, like you'd know anything about it.
Yeah.
You are such a disappointment.
We have warned you about Dr. Drew for years. He,
Dr. Drew Pinsky?
Yep. You know, he goes
what,
on
what
his,
is he a doctor of?
A doctor of nothing.
If he's a doctor, you're a doctor.
But he would, you know, he did all the sex call-in stuff, and he real quick to strike an opinion before even knowing what somebody's problem is. I'm going to play you a montage of Dr. Drew for weeks and weeks downplaying the COVID-19. Take a listen to him for weeks saying nothing to worry about here.
Way less virulent than the flu. So it's a reminder that you're more likely to die of influenza. So go ahead and get your flu shots. Mild, doesn't hurt anybody. That should be the headline. Way less serious than influenza. That's the headline.
Less dangerous than influenza. Your probability of dying from coronavirus, much higher being hit by an asteroid, I would say.
The flu virus in this country is vastly more consequential, and nobody is talking about
this
that.
This corona thing doesn't worry me
it is,
at all.
It is a press-induced panic. I am angry about it. It is the flu.
If you're under 65 and you get it, you're going to have the flu, and you're going to be fine.
Oh my it's going to be just like the flu. It's going to be almost identical. Oh I can see it coming.
It's corona-19, which means there's at least been 18 of these other ones.
Oh, yeah. Should the Olympics be canceled? That's funny.
De Blasio told them not to ride the trains, and
right.
So they're not riding the trains. So I am. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous.
Are you, Dr. Drew? Because suddenly he had to go.
Seriously, what is he, like a psychologist?
I don't know what he's a doctor of. Rob, do you know what he's a doctor of? Rob's looking it up. But he had to, Dr. Drew had to apologize for weeks of misinformation.
My early comments about equating coronavirus with influenza were wrong. They were incorrect. I was part of a chorus that was saying that, and we were wrong. And I want to apologize for that. I wish I got it right, but I got it wrong. What I did not get wrong was every time I took a position, I always said, make sure you listen to Dr. Fauci, because he is the person you must look to. I want to be clear that I apologize for getting it wrong. I wish I'd gotten it right.
How come you were playing the music during that?
I just didn't bother to turn it off.
Okay, all right. I got to go to Rob. What's he a doctor of?
So he majored in biology at Amherst College.
Biology?
He graduated in 1980, and then he earned his MD at the University of Southern California School of Medicine.
He's an MD, ain't he?
Boy, what an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, He knew better.
And now, his show. I'm looking at his show. Dose of Dr. Drew.
Thank you, for weeks. In his, I don't want to say in his defense.
He's a doctor.
Kind of playing devil's advocate. And that was an idiotic thing. Oh, well, this is COVID-19. There have been 18 of them. No, they call that because of the year it was discovered, doctor.
No, he didn't say that. A caller into Dose of Drew said 18, and then he told
him.
Yeah,
that okay.
Was, he
so
didn't
the,
say that.
The stupidity's contagious, then.
Yes, there you go.
But I think you and I, from the beginning, have looked at this with a skeptical eye. Skeptical meaning, I don't think they fully understand this. To this day, I don't think they fully understand this.
To this day, they don't know what this is, how you catch it, how long it lasts. They don't know.
And, you know, I'm reading crazy stuff. Like, in New York, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo tested positive for coronavirus.
And I got an update for you on that. The tiger, I saw it on Fox News this morning. They had a guy right at the zoo. The tiger tested positive for the coronavirus. They think his trainer might have been infected and infected the tiger. Since that time, they've checked several other big cats at the Bronx Zoo, all positive.
If that doesn't frighten the hell out of you, that this thing is so universally contagious, it seems like any living thing can get this.
Yep. And that's scary. By the way, for about the last minute, you've been pixelating pretty good.
It sounded fine to me.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad it sounded fine to you. I'm telling you that you were.
Nothing I can do about it.
I know. Unless during the break, reboot.
You want to take that chance? Okay.
I don't want to take any chance. I'm just telling you might have to because you're talking back to me and you're still pixelating.
All right.
Jeez.
Am I pixelating now?
Yes, you most certainly are.
What does it sound like?
Like you're pixelating. You know how that sounds. Rob, how would you describe it?
What's weird is the audio isn't pixelating for the grab. Oh, it is?
Oh, sure.
I can't hear that cutting out, but I can hear him.
Yeah. The music is doing it, but it's riding underneath, so you don't hear it, and it's like a continuous same sound.
All right. Is it doing it constantly now?
Yes. Yes, yes. Not horrible, just very annoying.
All right, we'll work on that when we go to break.
Okay,
then.
That sounds good. Just the start, reboot up, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right.
Thank you. More sad news on COVID-19. Saturday night, it took the life of former New Orleans Saints kicker Tom Dempsey. He was 73. Tom Dempsey played a majority of his career, played a few years for the Saints, played a lot of years for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was born with no toes on his kicking foot and was most famous for making a game-winning, record-setting 63-yard field goal in 1968.
That record held for a while, didn't it?
It held for a long time. A lot of people tied it, and it was Matt Prater who how many years ago? About 5 years ago, broke it by hitting it one yard longer. This stayed the record for years.
Estero's own.
Estero's own and UCF alum Matt Prater. Let's go back to 1970. Don Crickey with the call.
Not only will Tom Dempsey hit this one, he's got a very slight win at his back. He'll set a National Football League record in addition to winning the game. I don't believe this.
It's good! I don't believe it! The field goal attempt was good from 63 yards away! It's incredible! Tulane Stadium has gone wild! A 63-yard field goal!
See, I just pot you down now to make the music go away because you're not handling it well.
Should I just jettison the equipment and leave it to you then?
No. I'm just saying I had to bring it down. All you have to do is bring that down when the clip's playing.
Okay.
All right. That's all right. And then, but when we take the break, reboot.
Roger that.
We're getting...
It's okay.
Yeah. Alex Jones just texted us, you sound like Max Headroom.
Well, that could be fun.
No, it can't. No. Finally, we talked to about it on Friday's show. Finally, we were able to get to put together a nice montage for you. The passing of Bill Withers. You want to know what this guy did in a very short period of time? Just take a little listen.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, just the two of us.
It was great. Bill Withers passing away from, did he? Yeah, he had the corona as well, didn't he? Or was it heart problems?
Yeah, but you're right. He, in a very short period of time, put out some timeless songs.
Yep, and we're going to take a break. You're going to reboot. And when we come back, I got a little something from the local beat that I was reporting as a an accident on Friday, and then
learned
a lot more about it. And I'm using this story as a local beat because there are a lot of questions that need to be asked as to what happened on Friday.
Yeah, I had those questions immediately upon seeing that.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney, Pewter Mug bringing us the grab bag, 96K Rock.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. I'm back in the studio today. Rob behind glass in the other room, and Mark Haney broadcasting from poolside at his palatial home somewhere in Southwest Florida.
Yes, I'm quite pleased, but I imagine out of all of us, Rob has to be the happiest.
I think Rob is the happiest. He was just from what I was told, a lot of frayed nerves and very jumpy. And you all right now, Rob?
Feel much better back here.
You look
my
natural
environment.
Yeah, everything seems good.
Well, you put it on your shoulders and you did a good job.
Thank you, Your Grace.
I appreciate that.
I do want to, because Matt Manga's program director asked me to mention a few of these every hour. The people taking the biggest hit in Southwest Florida are restaurants. Wait staff, owners themselves. I mean, business with everything having to be closed. Get word out about takeout and or delivery. And I want to mention a couple of places that will do the takeout and delivery if you're looking for something to eat tonight. Moe's Southwest Grill, 9 locations open throughout Southwest Florida for carryout and delivery options. The only exception is the Gulf Coast Town Center location.
When they drop off your food, do they yell welcome to Moe's?
I think they should by their own rules.
I think they have to.
Yep. Firehouse Subs, all Southwest Florida locations open for carryout and delivery options. What else can I throw? You know what? I like this place. Jason's Deli. Available for carryout and delivery. Mel's Diner. You can call for takeout at their locations. So I just throw out a few of these to let you know that they're available and doing business.
And some you know of what? That's That's a nice bright spot that'll shake things up, you know, get some good food.
And some of them have it down to an absolute science, and my hat's off. I told you last week, my wife went to pick up some food. They had the cones all out, parking in every other parking spot with a number. Your receipt has a number on it. They run the food out to you. They also had a tent set up for little libations that you wanted, but they have it all down to a nice science. And for those restaurants, and especially the people working it, give them a little extra tip, and they're busting ass and making it happen. So that's good.
Stan,
what?
My mocking boyfriend.
I hear him.
Yeah, she just caught a worm.
All right.
And I watched her, and she ate the worm, and now she's on her way to the nest to vomit it to the babies.
Oh, that's so nice. You want to take a call?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let me ask Rob something. Is this a good call to take, a safe call to take?
He's a friend of the show.
Oh,
I think
okay,
you can
all
take
right.
it.
Is it Gary?
It is. It's Gary.
Yeah.
Hey, Gare.
Hey, hot damn 2020.
Hot damn.
Yeah, hey, we missed you the other day.
Yeah, I know. I dropped off. It was too long away. I was in between cocktails.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Do we have cocktails now? Are we on cocktails right now? High
well,
dose.
It's after three, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, but you guys were talking about Bill Withers, and I had the pleasure to see him in
here, just take that down a touch, Haney. You had the pleasure to see Bill Withers?
In 1972 at the Brunswick Naval Air Station in Brunswick, Maine. Now, Bill was a Navy guy. And he used to come around to all the naval bases back then for all the guys that got back from Vietnam or whatever and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a Marine barracks there. And he played. He had the tightest four-piece band I ever heard since the Beatles. I mean, they were really, really, really good.
That's good. And so
that's quite a privilege, Gary.
Yeah, it was. It was a privilge to see him, and he was such a nice guy. There was only about 300 people.
Wow. You were in the Marines, Gary?
Yes, sir.
What was your rank at discharge?
E4 corporal.
Oh, okay. How many years in the corps?
25 months, 2 years and 1 month of the corps. Back then, you could join for 2 years.
Good. I bet it was a busy 2 years for you, wasn't it?
It was a busy 2 years. A lot of traveling, you know, but it was all right. We got back. We're back here in Florida. We're good.
All right, brother, and we appreciate to know that you're listening, pal.
Thanks, boys.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
We're trying. Let's go to another
call. Always nice to hear Gary when he starts his afternoon constitutional.
Yep. Sometimes we catch him a little late, though, and we have to politely hang up. Let's see. But right now, he's good. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Howard. How you doing?
Hey, Howard.
Hey, I was just asking if you guys give a shout-out. Anybody might have any medical supplies.
All right, I'll let you do the shout-out. Haney, turn that music down just a little bit.
It's barely registering.
Here. Go ahead, Howard.
Thanks for being patient. Yeah, I got a buddy whose daughter's been, she's an MA,
uh-huh.
And she's been wearing the same mask for 8 days. Every day she has to come home and steam it over a pot of water.
A lot of people are doing that.
Anybody's got anything, you know, give it away.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And yes. Can I say this in regards to that? Because my wife was looking last night, and there are a lot. I want people that need masks, and I'm not talking about health professionals who need the special one, but people, because the president now says everybody, and Fauci says everybody should go and wear some masks. Online, whether it's like on Esty or you might know somebody, they're actually making masks and selling them because they make them themselves. There's plenty of outlets to go and get some masks. Save the medical grade ones for our healthcare workers.
Yeah, for really medical do. Grade people.
Yeah, for precisely. I know your daughter's medical grade. Is she having a mask problem where she works?
They have some masks and some personal protective equipment, but not nearly what they actually need.
Right.
And I actually found that for some reason, I can tell you the reason, but it's kind of a long story. But I found two unopened N95 masks, and I got those to her, and there's no more where that came from, so she's doing what the guy suggested to try to make them last longer by, you know, sterilizing them every day and alternating them. My understanding is what they're designed for is 8 hours of continuous use. And I guess CDC has said, you know, if that's all that you've got, it's not ideal. But yes, they can be reused. And I think it's right there on the CDC website. They tell you what you need to do with it. And if you use the N95 mask, what you're supposed to do, I guess, and go to the website, don't take my word for it, but you do not store it in a plastic bag. You have to store it in a paper bag so it can breathe a little bit. And like I said, not ideal, but it's certainly better than nothing.
All right, let's take one more phone call, and then I'll try to get to the local beat here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Shark Lover.
Hey, Shark Girl.
I had a question. You guys understand human nature pretty well. You think after
Stan does.
I understand it.
You think after this whole thing is over with that this will make people a little bit more humble,
I got an answer for that. Immediately afterwards, you bet. And then give it time. If nothing comes back, we go right back to the way we were.
Huh.
I mean, I mean this is think back at 9/11. We came together as country, and everybody was one. And as we got further and further away from 9/11, the bitching started, the complaining started, and look at that, and you can see that there's a change. Right after this, when people can finally start to go outside, start to live their lives normally again, it'll be a beautiful time until it's not.
Do you think this will have any effect on the election in a good way?
I have no idea.
Too far away.
That's too far away. And appreciate the call. With the postponed primaries and all that, who knows?
I think initially, we could still be in for a rough time, because what they're talking about now is that that you're supposed to have like a certificate that you either have on your phone or on your person that proves that you've either had it and recovered, or you've been vaccinated, or you won't be allowed certain areas. Yeah. You'll have to start showing your papers.
Yeah, and it's going to be little by little.
And, you know, it's one thing in dealing with the authorities, but, you know, other people looking at you and wondering, is that person okay?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be going on for a little while, but we'll get through it.
No, we'll get through it, but we haven't even glimpsed any idea as far as, you know, her question of what do you think it's going to be like.
Yeah.
I don't think we grasp it yet.
Not yet. All right, let's do local beat. And I wanted to touch on this, and Haney had
the same thought I did. Can you hear the music?
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it perfectly fine.
So is this a good level for you? Because it's really odd.
Yes, it's a very good level.
All right, so you can hear me, can hear you.
Yep.
All right, we'll go to local beat then.
On Friday, I think it was like the last hour that we were on the air, and I saw on the traffic report that there was a problem over by the airport on a terminal access road. There was, and it stayed up for longer than appropriate, but of course I was locked in and I didn't know what was going on. This is very near my house. So
at that time, nobody knew what the hell was going on.
So after the show, my wife went out to the grocery store and noticed, she said at first, and this is all that she had seen at the time, it looked like if you looked down Daniels out towards where the airport was, It looked like a big thunderstorm was coming.
Well,
because the sky was gray, and then I saw the footage of the billowing smoke.
And then, you know, you're thinking, oh, no, plane crash?
Yeah. Headline. This is amazing and has a stink about it. Over 3,500 cars damaged in fire at RSW rental car parking lot. Dateline Lee County from Friday. Thousands of cars were destroyed or damaged by fire out at Southwest Florida International Airport off Terminal Access Road on Friday. Every fire department in Lee County responded to the fire. And if you saw the footage, you know why.
Yeah.
The Port Authority confirmed that 3,516 cars from the rental car agencies that serve RSW were involved in the fire. I'm going to stop in the story right there because since I drive by there so frequently, past couple of weeks there is a car rental place that had to close down because nobody was renting cars. And on the access road, there were probably 200 cars, rental cars, parked along there. And I saw on following days the tractor-trailer trucks putting them up on the rack and hauling them out. Well, there is a big field at RSW for overflow cars because they had to put them somewhere. And the fire was on the east side of Terminal Access Road in an overflow lot where they were putting the rental cars and parking them there. The fire stretched 28.4 acres and moved into the nearby woods, according to the Florida Forest Service. The brush fire was quickly put under control. Port Authority said Terminal Access Road was completely shut down so that those first responders could get there and fight the fire. The road's all back open now. The fire's completely out. But the fire is under investigation. I don't know if you're thinking just like I am, Annie. Something ain't right here. That's a lot of cars not being used, a lot of companies struggling, and then suddenly, out of the blue, 3,500 cars go up in flames?
Yeah, and if you look at the pictures and evidently where the fire started, because my first thought was something's rotten, and then my second thought was, okay, let's play devil's advocate with that and look at the other side. I could see it if it had started where the recently parked cars were and maybe something was hot on the bottom of the car. I can see that, except that this started with the cars that had been parked for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they were saying, witnesses were saying that they were hearing the tires explode jumping from one car right to the next.
And for something like that to start that quickly, I don't like it a bit.
I'm sure
the fire marshal is very interested in seeing
somebody,
how that
and I don't
started.
Know who it is, just texted on the Absolute Law text line. They say, and I'm quoting them off the text, not an insurance job. These companies are self-insured, so the $60 million-plus comes off the bottom line. I work for one of the companies involved.
No, that is not at all what I meant to imply. I'm just thinking firebug.
Yeah. Somebody. Well,
I got to be honest with you. That was not my thought was not scam. It was firebug.
And he goes on. He just texted again. He said, Haney's wrong on this one. It was started by a muffler from hot cars that were just moved there. I don't know.
Then were they doing it backwards and parking the first ones towards the front and then parking them by the tree line? That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't sound right.
I mean, I can see that happening from the undercarriage of a car, but just not the way they were situated.
Yeah. Not from cars that had been sitting there, Haney. So I don't know. All I can tell you is that it was a tremendous fire. 28 acres and 3,500 cars melted.
Yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense that it could be started by a car unless I'm getting the wrong idea from the pictures.
Yeah,
but.
Or firebug. we're going to take a break. When we come back.
I mean, it's got to be one or the other because that started quick and spread quick.
Quick. Really quickly. When we come back, we're going to prove to you how Haney and I were ahead of the game.
Always.
Yeah, always ahead of the game. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition. We are about 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you 500 clams. A couple of things before we get to what we want to do. First of all, some sad news. This just coming in, and I got it, of course, from Fox Network. Boris Johnson moved to hospital's intensive care unit after coronavirus symptoms worsen. They say he was moved this afternoon into intensive care in Great Britain.
My God.
Yep.
You know, that's this whole thing makes no sense to me at all.
Nope.
You've got people going around and they say, oh, yeah, they've got it. They're asymptomatic. You may not even know you have it. And then you have the Prime Minister of Britain in intensive care.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
And the tiger got it.
Yeah. And a tiger at the Bronx Zoo.
All the big cats got it.
Yep. Also, one final note. There's a guy that's been texting us that seems to be in the know about the big rental car fire. And he just had one more comment about the fire that was out there at Terminal Access Road on Friday. He said each company had an area, so there was no organization as to where the cars were being parked, when and where cars were moved. Grass at the site was so high, and the airport should have never left cars to be parked there.
That's not a great idea.
One more thing. Evidently, texting all last week, and the person tried texting again, so I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it one time, and we'll be done with it. They want to know how to make a Gulfstream Breeze.
It's a delicious drink.
It's an absolutely delicious drink. My wife now has been making them on her own.
And I'll give it the highest endorsement that I can. Stan and I got absolutely pie-eyed on Gulfstream Breezes.
Yeah, we did.
And it was a lovely day.
Yep. Here's the deal. Get yourself a nice glass, nice highball glass. Get some of that clear ice that you buy at the store or at the 7-Eleven.
I finally converted you, didn't I?
Well, this adds to it. You need the clear ice for a drink as smooth.
But you fought me on clear ice forever.
I still use white ice for just about everything else. You know,
but you realize that there is a use for clear ice.
Oh, absolutely, and it's in a Gulfstream Breeze. Now, the Gulfstream Breeze was created by the folks at Gulfstream Park Racetrack. They've since removed it. I don't know why I go down
there
now.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's phenomenal. Here's what
you
do.
You find perfection, and then you do away with it.
Get a tall highball glass.
Do they even have a signature cocktail now?
They got a couple other ones, but they're not as good as the Gulfstream Breeze. They got a nice vodka one down there.
Now, pay attention to Stan, because when it's done right, there's nothing better.
Yeah, and then, I'm plenty of time to jot it down, record it, whatever you want to do. Highball glass. Clear ice that you get from the convenience store. Fill that ice up there nice. Then you take a shot of dark rum. Light rum is good, but it's not going to be the same as that toasty taste of a nice dark rum.
You got to do the dark rum.
And you pour a shot of the dark rum, maybe even if you wanted a little Zingaroo, shot and a half of
dark
rum.
Be generous.
Yep. Yeah. Be liberal with the rum. Then,
although not too liberal, because you'll probably want another one.
You will. Oh, without a doubt. If you don't know that there's booze in it, you drink it down like it's a glass of orange juice. Ice, a liberal shot of dark rum, equal parts pineapple juice, orange juice, and a good splash of cranberry juice. And garnish it any way you want, a piece of pineapple, an orange, or what have you. And you're going to taste this drink, and you're going to say, it's the best damn rum drink I've ever had in my life.
I concur.
And you're going to go and finish it and say, geez, that was so good. I think I'll have another. And then that leads to another, and then it's not an angry drunk. It's not a headache drunk. It's a blue flame, easy burn that will you will enjoy throughout the day until you say, "Ooh, I'm plowed."
And that's not the word spelled out easy. That's a capital E, capital Z.
Easy.
Yep.
Haney and I were ahead of the game. And Haney's about to explain to you how we were.
Yes, and at the conclusion of me giving you this valuable information, we will prove how far ahead of the curve we were.
Yep.
The New York Times has gone completely around the bend. I mean, they've been struggling for a while, but it's become nonsensical. The New York Times has published an op-ed suggesting we should stop worrying about the toilet paper shortage and just stop using toilet paper altogether. I will now impart to you the wisdom of a little sweetheart by the name of Kate Murphy, who
youngster?
Uh-huh. These are her words. Panic buying of toilet paper has spread around the globe as rapidly as the virus, even though there has been no disruption in supply and the symptoms of COVID-19 are primarily respiratory, not gastrointestinal. In many stores, you can still readily find food, but nothing to wipe yourself once it's fully digested. Thanks, Kate. This is all the more puzzling when you consider that toilet paper is an antiquated technology that infectious disease and colorectal specialists say is neither efficient nor hygienic.
If you got a two-ply.
Indeed, it dates back at least as far as the 6th century when a Chinese scholar wrote that he, quote, dared not use paper from certain classical texts for toilet paper. Kate helps us even more, Stan, by letting us know that before toilet paper was in common use, people used leaves, seashells, fur pelts, and corn cobs. And even more helpfully, Kate will have you know, the ancient Greeks and Romans used small ceramic discs. They also used sponges on the ends of sticks, which were then plunged into a bucket of vinegar or salt water,
yowza,
all ready for the next person to use. So, thank you, Kate. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And she suggests that everyone should have a bidet, even though doctors say you're never going to get as clean rinsing with water.
Okay. I wish I knew how old she was. I wish I could see a picture and find out what this little girl was talking about. Because, first
well,
of all...
Well, she really did her research. Did you know during World War II, Stan?
Yeah.
American soldiers first saw bidets in French brothels.
Yeah, I do.
Which made them think they were naughty. An often told joke was that an American tourist in Paris assumed the bidet in her hotel room was for washing babies in until the maid informed her, "No, madame, this is to wash the babies out."
First of all.
But sadly, even in France, toilet paper has taken over.
America is the king of toilet paper. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. You go to, and I even think to this day, you can go to virtually any country in the civilized world, and they'll tell you that there's nothing better, softer, and more cleanly than toilet paper.
Well, you said those shop towels in Germany were quite a shock.
When I went to Europe in the 80s, do you remember? It's shaped like toilet paper. It goes on the roll like toilet paper. But the shop towel consistency, the brown shop towel, was spun on a roll, and it was like sandpaper.
Ugh.
Then you've got still to
you could
this,
really hurt yourself with that.
You've got, yes, in this today, in many third world countries, nothing but a hand railing and a hole. And as a matter of fact, when I was in New Jersey, they have a park up there, and they just installed new...
Isn't it in New Jersey, you're not allowed to wipe yourself. They have an attendant for that, don't they?
Pretty darn close. But they had new bathrooms built in this park, but there were still the old ones. Literal hole with railings. All right? What the hell are people thinking? We're kings, America, of toilet paper, and it is by far the best thing to use. If you have a bidet, great. It makes for a nice little splash, and then you clean up with toilet paper.
Yeah, you got to dry.
Even think flushable wipes, toilet paper, they go hand in hand as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is nothing new for listeners of this show, Stan.
Oh, absolutely not. It's nothing new. We've been telling you this stuff for years and years and years.
Now, some people might want us to prove it.
Oh, well, if you want to prove it, how about this?
Welcome to another edition of On Hygiene. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Rectum. Before we begin, I'd like to thank you all for your kind letters following my recent suicide attempt. Your heartfelt support is much appreciated. Today, I'd like to address a common question. What role does hygiene play in the bathroom? Well, I'm sure that quite a bit of environmental waste takes place in the bathroom. For instance, the big toilet paper manufacturers would like you to believe that it is mandatory to wipe yourself with several sheets of toilet paper after every bowel movement. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply untrue. In fact, oftentimes it's not necessary to use toilet paper at all. Again, your so-called friends will probably dispute my advice, but you must have patience with these unwitting stooges of the big toilet paper cartel. Remember, save a wipe and save a tree. Another commonly held misconception involving bathroom hygiene relates to the so-called double flush technique. This technique involves flushing the toilet repeatedly until all waste has been flushed clean from the toilet bowl. This bit of misinformation is perpetrated by public and private utilities alike. Did you know that one flush of a toilet, that you're wasting over 5 gallons of potable water? Think about this the next time you flush. Our drinking water is a precious commodity that should not be taken for granted or wasted on foolish hygiene-related phobias. Now, you're thinking to yourself, is Dr. Rectum suggesting that we should refrain from flushing altogether and return to the days of outhouses and piss buckets? In a perfect world, the answer would be an emphatic yes, yes, yes. But unfortunately, our world is anything but perfect. So I propose the following. Fill a bowl to full capacity. Then use only a single flush. To continue using the double flush technique, or even ill-advised single flushes, will smell ecological disaster for our fragile planet. That's all the time we have for this edition of On Hygiene. Join me next time when I will address the topic
underarm deodorants, fraud of the century. For On Hygiene, I'm Dr. Tony Rectum.
Earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis. Some call it global warming. Some call it climate change. But there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Our Mother Earth has been hitting us pretty hard lately.
These days, let's face it, Mother Nature has gone batshit crazy and she's trying to kill us.
For too long, we've been trying to save the environment.
Save the whales.
Save the polar bears. And where has it gotten us?
I don't know if you checked the scoreboard lately, but the environment's been kicking the shit out of us.
Haven't we had enough?
Haven't we had enough?
Haven't we had enough of the environment? We Native Americans have always believed that nature is something to be conquered, strangled. The dead wolf cannot bite you in the ass.
97% of American scientists agree that climate change is real.
I'll buy toothpaste if 3 out of 4 dentists agree.
So yes, it's real. And yes,
we're causing it. And you know what? Good.
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 Good!
Where I come from, if someone tries to kill you,
you get to kill them back first.
It's just self-defense.
But it's good common sense.
Here's a question. If Al Gore is so smart, how come he didn't get to be president?
Did you know that you can make oil out of whales?
Whales are made up of a lot of oil.
We need that oil.
What are we saving it for?
Save the polar bears?
The polar bears. Them things will take your goddamn arm off.
Ask the adorable baby seals what they think of polar bears.
I saw Lost. Yeah, it'll be safest for everyone if they just live in their cages.
The elders have a saying. The salmon and the lizard arrive home in 3 days. What the f*** does that mean?
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of spending my entire night digging through my trash by the light of a fluorescent bulb for bits of plastic with that little recycling triangle on it.
All for the environment.
That triangle is for squares.
And how does the environment pay me back?
By sending a tornado to throw my house into a wildfire,
which was swallowed by an earthquake,
and I am hit with a tsunami.
Without exaggerating a fear-mongering, all of that literally happened to me.
I don't have a place to live.
Our cars have climate control, our homes, our casinos, but our world doesn't. That's not right.
It's time we find out how fast a Bugatti Veyron goes from 0 to 100 on whale diesel.
Load faster than a solar one.
It's time to stand up to the environment.
It's time to show Mother Nature who's really in charge.
If Mother Nature's gonna be such a bitch, I say we pave her ass.
This world ain't big enough for both of us and her.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time
to help stop the environment
before it stops us.
We can save the environment or we can save ourselves. Pick a side, a-hole.
Before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us Monday afternoon. You still have about 8 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. That safe word is fate. F-A-T-E. Fate. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app, or you can text the safe word FATE, F-A-T-E, to 45911. You got about 8 minutes to do it. This is your last chance for 4 o'clock. If not, then you're going to have to wait for Rob's show at 6 for another safe word. And remember, just by entering the safe word on our website or mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. But first, try to get the 500 clams. If you are the winner, they'll call you, okay? So don't get all, oh, when do I win? How do I win? They'll call you if you've entered correctly and in the correct amount of time. I hear that bird over at Mark Haney's house chirping away.
Yeah, she found another worm.
Ah.
Feeding the little baby boys.
I'm telling you, I like a mockingbird. They're strong, aggressive. They can sing anything that they hear, and I like them.
That's our state bird, you know.
It most certainly is our state bird, and for good reason. It's a mockingbird.
State boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
how are you doing? You happy being back in the studio? You barking orders, restoring order?
I am. Things are smooth. And as you know, even here at Broadcast House, most of the employees are working from home. So no office people, no receptionists, no salespeople, limited skeleton staff here. So the building itself is quite quiet. It's almost like working on a holiday when everybody
Isn't it
is
nice?
Taken off. And it's nice.
You don't have to worry about somebody coming in and ambushing you with bad news?
Only the people that matter are here.
Because what will happen is, the bad news is still going on, but it'll just pile up for a couple of months, and then we'll get hit with it all at once.
Correct. So we got Rick Peterson's here, Richard the engineer's here, Rob's here, and I think program director Matt Mangus is here. That's it.
You keep an eye on him.
Why?
Because he likes to go to the store a lot.
Oh, he does. Rob perked up with that, too. Why, do you know that he likes to go to the store a lot, Rob?
Whether he needs anything or not, he goes to the store every day. What do you know? He's exposing himself.
It is usually right when he gets off the air. He goes, hey, I'm going to run out, and it's always a different store that he's going to, but he's always going somewhere.
Did you tell him you have a child, Rob?
No, but I should use that. Have you seen his? Have you seen the photo that he posted of him in disguise when he goes out?
No,
I'll pull it up right now for
you. Let's see. Yeah, this is what Matt Mangus does when he goes out. Well, you got to realize he's not a young man anymore.
What? But he's very youthful.
Well, yeah, he is youthful. Oh, what is he, all in red?
Well, he has one of the 96 K-Rock ponchos.
Oh, for added protection.
For added protection. And then he's got like one of those gas masks from the 1920s.
Well, he's kept that in his house for years.
Well, let me tell you something. You might say, oh, that's old, that's obsolete. Well, in the 1920s, those were the gas masks people used when they needed them.
Yeah, mustard gas.
Yep.
You know what? They needed them for good reason. They wouldn't breathe again forever.
Because they didn't think twice about chemical weapons then. It was the more the merrier.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't. Is that a joke, or does he seriously go out like that? I think he does.
I can read you the post because he said, yeah, ready to go shopping.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he buys.
I don't know, but he goes out a lot.
Yeah, so you be careful with him.
Okay. I safe distance, more than 6 feet, because I guess 6 feet isn't good enough anymore now.
No, they changed it again.
And breathing and talking spreads it.
Yep. The only way to be sure is to do what I'm doing and lock yourself away and come near no one.
There you go. That's the way you've done it for years.
Well, that's why I'm, sitting here fat and sassy.
A half hour from now, Wayback Machine. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this week in a particular year. We're going to take a look at the top five hits for this very week, and that's going to be in about a half hour, and we'll tell you where we're going, what year we're going to. Good year.
It's a winner.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look at traffic this afternoon. All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Cape Coral, where there is a crash. Cape Coral Parkway East and Vincennes Boulevard. And this one showing up in Alva. Crash, 19,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, there he is right now. Mark Haney is going to give us some headlines.
Stan, I'm a little concerned about something.
What's the matter?
Well, you pointed out at the top of the show, this is the longest time where we haven't seen each other face to face.
We have worked together since 1987, and this is the longest stretch for probably about 30 years.
And I'm concerned because, you know, because we've seen each other face-to-face so often, we don't notice the other aging. And I'm worried that when I see you, it'll be a shock.
You know what, what was a shock to me when I came back after 2 weeks, and then, of course, we were gone a week beforehand, is I saw Enrique, who is the head of our Spanish station here in the building.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, his hair is almost like a hippie's hair. And I asked him, I said, I see you haven't been able to go to the barber. And he said, yeah, won't be able to go until everything opens up again. But, yeah, his hair is getting long, and that's happening for a lot of people.
Indeed.
But I saw Matt Mangus, you know, 6 feet, but he said that I looked great.
Well, good. You've still got your boyish good looks.
Always had them, never lose them.
Well, yeah, that's what your teacher said. You can always get by on your looks.
Yeah, and then I hit puberty.
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour, we will have some things for you you did not know. A ridiculous coronavirus-related story. You hear about that couple in India?
What couple in India?
Well, they had a couple of newborn twins. You know what they named them?
Corona and
Close.
What?
Corona and COVID.
Oh, come on!
That sounds like Joffrey's dogs.
Yeah.
They did a survey asking how you're handling the corona. And finally, a stolen 5-pound bag of gummy bears helps the cops crack a series of burglaries.
Oh, yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter, especially in these times, can be important. That's why you got something running underneath there, Rob? You got something running underneath? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Shut that. What?
Kindly shut that off.
What? Rob, what's running underneath? What's running underneath there?
Sorry, all the videos from the grab bag were just on loop in the background.
That's all right. We're in another portion of the show. That's okay, buddy.
I thought you were going to run a tighter ship than I was.
I was trying. I just thought maybe with a less hectic thing for him here, he'd be on top of it.
Well, you didn't even berate him.
That was the first. I still hear something. What am I, Rob? What am I hearing? You good? Everything's off.
Yeah, everything's off. Okay. Unless Amazon Music is logged in, I'm gonna log out of that.
For crying out loud! What? We now present to you. You know what? He's not even in the room. We now present to you the 4 o'clock. Fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Today is National Twinkie Day.
Yes, it is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about Twinkies.
Top things you didn't know about Twinkies.
Twinkies have the look and texture of a Nerf football, but they don't taste as good. They are young, slim, and have little to no body hair. I'm sorry, that's a twink.
Oh.
Twinkies are made from industrial chemicals, preservatives, and petroleum. Other than that, they're totally natural. Deep-fried Twinkies are available at carnivals and state fairs. Uh-huh. In Mississippi, they're also available at banks and libraries.
So they just get all fat and sassy.
Oh, yeah. Feeding Twinkies to your child at mealtime is a great way to let others know you're a single parent. Not a lot of people know this. What? A Twinkie was once sent into orbit to plug a hole in the International Space Station. Twinkies aren't considered a vegan item because they are made with beef fat. So be sure and bring that up the next time you see your vegan friends.
Not interested. Oh, have
you're
a good
not?
Day.
You're not interested?
Not interested. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Network sitcom women wouldn't be able to tolerate their schlubby husbands without them.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
I can't. I'm quarantined.
But it's nice of you to offer. Twinkies were once filled with banana cream.
Yes.
And during the disco era, straight cocaine.
Party, man.
And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Twinkies.
Yes.
Twinkies have a shelf life of approximately 25 days. About the same as your marriage during quarantine. And that, my friends, is a far cry.
Elvis left the building.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, we didn't have Twinkies in the house.
Ho-hos? Ding-dongs?
Nope.
Because moon pie?
We were a part of the country. You had Hostess stuff, but we were a Drake's part of the country. So we had we had yodels, ring dings, and but not Twinkies. The Drake's, they had the Devil Dogs, the ring dings, and stuff like that. And the coffee.
Well,
cake.
Well, I know for a fact, one time in the early 90s, I forced you to eat a moon pie with an RC cola.
See, we had scooter pies up in the Northeast. They weren't moon pies. They were scooter pies.
Give me a moon pie and an RC.
Yeah. We had a scooter pie and a Coca-Cola.
And you yodels and ring dings and dong dongs.
Eat bread and dessert.
Yep.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
What about soups?
Come down later for moon soup.
Oh, okay.
Cook some soups and.
Let's take a look at email. You can email
I remind you again, this is what we do for a living,
yeah,
Stan.
Yeah, just bring the typewriter down just a little bit. Appreciate that. Good, thank you. Ahoy.
I gotta warn you while we're on the subject.
Yeah.
The levels make no sense to me.
Thank
they're
you.
Not, they're not registering for me.
I understand.
So it's loud to you, but I can't tell.
I had the same thing at home. I didn't know. 1 minute it's loud, next minute it's quiet, next minute it's overmodulating. I don't look.
Yeah, I'm right
just,
on, brah.
I'm just happy we're able to do this.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Yeah,
brah.
Brah. Broheim.
Brocephus.
Yeah. This is from Meg.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes. I forgot. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Haney, Meg writes.
Oh, how is she?
I'm going to tell you right now. She's a little worried. I'll get to her email here and you'll find out why.
All right.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. When did the White House allow Cabbage Patch dolls? Every time I see a Billo Acosta in the White House, he reminds me of one of those Cabbage Patch dolls I had when I was a kid, except the doll would have much better manners and not say so much.
It's insufferable. I think it's getting old for everybody now that every time that they ask the president a question, they're trying to set him up for something.
Yeah. I hope you guys are staying safe. I'm now more worried than I was 2 months ago, since New Orleans is now becoming the new hotbed for the Wuhan Gates virus. Since I'm only a state away, I had to dig up my scarves and use a face mask for the first time. I hope this gets better. I don't like seeing the country I love on lockdown. Love the show. Please stay safe. Signed, Meg. I will add this, Haney, and I was watching the news. All of us with our conspiracy theories that it was from a bat.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
It's not. It's turning out that they found out that one of the labs that was doing this, the lab technician who was handling the virus, they're like a rock's throw. I mean, like two doors down from a wet market.
Yep.
And they think he made a mistake with the virus and had been at the wet market and caused all this stuff. They're zeroing in on it.
Well, you have two labs in Wuhan. One is like the equivalent of their CDC, and they were dealing with bats. And then you had the supposed level 4 national lab also in Wuhan. And we know that one of the bat experts there 2 years ago was out trying to catch bats, and he had to be in quarantine because they pissed all over him in the cave. Now, what's going around the Chinese internet is it's not that they created this virus and let it loose on the world, but they were dealing with bats, and they got all of them, like 14 people, got sprayed with bat blood and urine and everything else.
Yep, and a rock's throw from a wet market. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
I can hear that boy.
She's adorable.
Ahoy, gentlemen. I have two questions that you may know the answer to. With this virus, does it continue to live when the infected person passes away? It needs a host, is from what I understood.
And I don't think they know how long it lingers.
Afterwards, yeah. But as they always say, in order for a virus to work, it needs a living host. I can't
seem
to
find an answer. I wouldn't count on a corpse being free of it.
Right, for a while. Also, everyone is wearing masks and gloves, but one thing, what about the cash you carry? Should you disinfect your cash? After all, it's one of the dirtiest things. It's so germ-filled. I'm not even sure how you would go about doing that. Maybe you guys can help. Clean your cash. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Well, I can see what that would lead to. Stan and Haney explain how to launder your money.
When we come back, we do it every Monday.
That won't bite us in the ass. I know that.
We're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine, take a look at the top five hits on the Billboard charts for this week in a particular year.
Can you see us in an office explaining why we were telling people how to launder money?
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
That's our luck.
We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to check traffic for you and then jump into the Wayback Machine. One thing I do want to pass along. And you can see the post of it on our Facebook page. She passed away, not the coronavirus, simply natural causes and old age, but a pop culture figure. Honor Blackman passed away, and if you don't know who she is...
Are we allowed to say what she's known for?
Yeah, I'm going to... It's right there in the news story. Honor Blackman passed away. She was 94, passed away from natural causes.
And it's so weird to think of her as a 94-year-old.
Yeah, she was Pussy Galore in Goldfinger. She was...
My God.
She was a very popular British TV star, also was on the TV show The Avengers, where she played that part for 2 years, the leather-clad Kathy Gale. And then she went on to bigger iconic fame as playing Pussy Galore in Goldfinger, with opposite Sean Connery.
We've had a lot of Avengers on the show, haven't we?
Patrick McNee was on our show. One of the nicest guys ever to be on this show.
He was great.
He went, and, you know, there's a few of them that have done it, and he was one of them. He was a guest on our show, talked about the Avengers and what he was doing, because he was in Titanic and had a role there. Actually sent us a wonderful thank you letter for having him on the show. He was a really great guy.
A proper British gentleman.
Precisely.
There.
All right, we're going to check some traffic, and then we got a great Wayback Machine for you. We'll tell you where we're going to go in a second. But first, let's get you updated. All right, just one thing on the board. It is a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, 6 Mile Crossing Boulevard, and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Caney in the news. We do it every Monday. We go into the Wayback Machine. We go to Casey Kasem's American Top 40. What was on the charts, the pop charts, this very week in a particular year? We're going to take a look at the top five. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number five.
Glenn Campbell.
You're going to help me with the levels
here.
Yeah, you
know, a little hotter, a little lower. So there we go.
There you go.
Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. Joy.
What a great guy.
Feels so good.
He was nothing but good to us.
Like this and many others in the dream.
Okay, do it quick. We got a cold one.
Yep, yep.
Daryl Hall.
John Oates.
Together, they're Hall and Oates.
From the album Bigger Than the Both of Us. But it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Daryl Hall singing. Yeah. Oates hadn't learned his place yet, but it was coming.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Yeah, I felt naughty when I sang along.
Oh, yeah.
But, Mom, it's Hall & Oates. I don't care, young man.
Yeah. They were so popular in the 80s, people forget they were pretty damn popular in the 70s.
Oh, they were monsters in the 70s. Mockingbird likes this one.
Oh, I bet. Who doesn't?
Oh, man, bunny. You can rely on the old man, bunny. It's a rich girl. A rich girl.
It sure is.
That's Hollywood.
And I'm going to warn you. This next one, I had to do the extended version because it's my favorite.
All right. Thelma Houston in at number three. Don't leave me this way.
I love the intro.
Don't worry, we'll shorten number two up.
It's for the best.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, listen to that.
Ooh.
Gives you chills. Oh, she wants something.
Yep. Take me back out to the disco floor. My Studio 54 days. Me and Bianca.
Yeah. Stay away from Warhol, though. That's trouble.
Oh, yes.
Hey, is that Merv Griffin?
It is. With a man.
Yeah. He's got a white mustache.
Yep.
You know, he kind of looks good as a Roman emperor.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Oh, she knows it.
Ah, there's Truman Capote. It's burning
out of control. He's all right in small doses.
Yeah.
I think he's... Is he dancing with Bill Faulkner?
He is. And there's Halston.
Yeah, what's he famous for?
Who, Halston?
Yeah.
Clothes.
I thought it was just a cologne.
Hey, Ed Halston cologne.
Is that Yves Saint Laurent dancing
yeah.
with Oleg Cassini?
Yeah, there's Carly Simon.
Oh, there's Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and there's a six-year-old Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, she's dancing with a six-year-old Anderson Cooper.
And they're both drinking.
Who was that? Who was that small toddler carrying a notebook around? Oh, that's Ronan Farrow.
Yeah.
They probably don't want people taking notes on all this, do they?
No.
Is that Michael Jackson or Ms. Ross? I can't tell.
Well, I think Ms. Ross is on the other side of the room.
Well, that answers my question. Oh, they got to boogie. Are you feeling funky yet?
Oh, you know it.
That's a woman that knows what she needs.
Yeah. Thelma Houston.
You can't leave her that way. Because she's not responsible for what happens if you do. Listen to her. That's the Stan and Haney difference. Need your love right now. Mr. Bass Man.
Oh, he's just slapping at it.
Yep, tongue hanging out.
Briefly walking to the front of the stage.
Yep. Oh, get it, Thelma. If we were adults, then we'd have lived like kings.
You're darn right. That's the number three hit in the land in 1977 this week. Coming in at number two. You loved him in Starsky and Hutch, but he wanted to prove he could sing to all the ladies.
And then we learn too much about him.
One-hit wonder, David Soul.
Oh, it was far from one hit, Stan.
What else did he have?
I'm talking about his wife.
Oh, yeah, that, yes. I'm speaking professionally on a music level. The future isn't just one night. You know, you had a hit TV show. You were in a Dirty Harry movie. Did you have to sing?
Well, he got away with it good, didn't he?
He did. I think it went to number one.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't get away from this song. We're still worth one more try. Yeah, this is typical abuser language.
Yep, it's a very, it's an obvious pattern. Just for a
rainy evening. As he gently holds an ice pack to her face, she's singing this. We can still
come through. David Soul. I nearly lost my
head last night. See that? He lost his head.
Yeah. Right to stop believing.
There's still. You have a right to stop believing.
Yeah. Even so. Biographical.
What a beautiful song.
It is. Don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come this far.
Can't we stay the way we are? I promise next time I won't draw blood. Who sometimes plays a fool. Don't give up on us. Don't give up on us. I know. Okay.
All right. What was the number one song in the land this week in 1977?
Yes!
Oh, ABBA and Dancing Queen.
Was it only me that for some reason thought of Nadia when this played?
We're aren't they supposed to have some new music out this year?
It's COVID. Whole different world after COVID.
You're darn right.
Oh, Agnetha, my shield maiden.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
This week in 1977.
I just had a pretty profound thought.
What's that?
When those songs were new and on the radio, I was a kid dreaming about being a disc jockey. And I'm out here, I'm looking up at the sky and looking at the trees and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my screen, realizing I'm pumping through 100,000 watts right now.
Yeah.
I am the DJ.
Well, you're lounging around your pool, you know.
Yeah, that means I've made it.
Mark Haney and the News is next.
The dream always involved a pool and a terry cloth robe, Stan. I think I might have some champagne.
Stan and Haney. Oh, go have some. You got
don't
some in the
me.
House? You go enjoy.
You dare me?
I don't dare you. I'm not going to dare you, but if you want some, who's going to stop you?
Yeah, well, I dared you.
Yeah, and I did.
Okay, done.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a moment. Also,
I toasted you.
I saw that, and all of Southwest Florida. You got a beautiful setup. All of Southwest Florida can see that now. You're... You're in a lap of luxury, my friend.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you should have put this on your lanai. It would have made all the difference.
Not for me. I needed to be close to monitors and traffic reports and text lines and all of that stuff. And it doesn't do me any good because sitting out there, I'd be a nervous wreck. Thing is, I would go out on my lanai during a song and have a cool smoke and something to drink, but I'd always have to come back to home base.
Yeah, there's just something about being able to see the sky. Because, you know, they only give us jail-style windows in the studio.
I know, and it
but
is.
I am telling you, I enjoyed a glass of champagne, and it was so refreshing and such a nice break in the day. We have got to make that tradition.
Yeah, but they won't allow us to have champagne in here.
Look, they're going to have to look the other way.
Yeah.
It's too nice.
You got a ceiling fan going out there?
Yeah, can you hear that too?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear the Boyds?
Since your first break, I can hear the Boyds.
When you were playing the Aerosmith, there were like three Mockingboyds going to town dancing to that. I kid you not.
Well, we're coming up on springtime here, and that's the time for love. And so the Mockingboyds were going at it.
Well, they were dancing, and then a hawk flew over, and then everybody fled, and Mama went back to the nest.
I saw a couple of squirrels yesterday making it.
You know, I think a lot of people are doing that now.
What?
Looking at things they never noticed before.
Oh, yeah. When we're in a situation like this, we start using all of our senses to think of the little things.
I'm telling you, it's nice.
What gets me is,
it's just a shame that it took a natural tragedy for people to be able to slow down.
The thing is, what bothers me, and we've said it before, it's the thing you can't see. I go outside to check the mail or go to the grocery store or something. I see the Boyds out there, the lizards going all around, the sun shining, puffy clouds, beautiful temperatures over the weekend. And you're saying, you go out there, you're risking it. And you can't see it. And it's spectacular out there.
Oh, yeah. But there ain't nobody here but me and my Boyds.
That's good. That's good. Oh, I want to get this out before we do news. First of all, we're all clear on traffic, so I'm not going to bother you with traffic this break. We'll check again in a half hour.
So you are going to post that picture because
it's already posted. It's done. It's already posted.
That is perfection for me.
That's you right now living the life. I told you, 96.1% of everybody around the world is affected by this. You think it's great.
Well, you know, the rest of the time, I'm miserable. So.
I know. So you're entitled to it, okay? I'm going to say it. You're entitled to it.
I don't like that word, okay.
Entitled? Well,
yeah.
I certainly haven't called you a hero.
Well, that would be inappropriate, Stan. I have always shunned that, no matter how many times it's whispered at me.
And what do they say about me?
I'd rather not say.
96K Rock, you know, there are a lot of heroes other than Haney. 96K Rock.
Stan,
yes.
Please. I told you, I don't want that word associated with
I'm not talking about you now.
Thank you.
K Rock wants to shine the spotlight on a Southwest Florida homegrown hero. Nominate a person who is going above and beyond.
Please don't nominate me.
In response to the COVID-19 crisis.
I'm doing nothing.
Yep.
Not helping.
Yep. We will feature them. Yep. We will feature them on our website and social media. If you want details on Southwest Florida's homegrown heroes, go to 96krock.com or the KROQ mobile app. It'll have all the details. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard.
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 6th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Now, Stan, you knowing our president so well, you know that at one time they had sheep on the lawn of the White House.
That's a fact.
There were also sheep in Central Park in New York. Until 1934, when the city had them moved. Why?
Why?
Well, it was during the Great Depression. They were concerned people would start butchering them.
Oh, that's fresh meat waiting right there. And, you know, even though New York City in the 30s was a big city, there were still areas where you could roast a lamb.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, in the 1960s, McDonald's seriously considered making a big mistake. They thought about changing their logo from the Golden Arches to something else more mod. But they were finally talked out of it by a design consultant. Why did he think the Golden Arches were so important?
Why?
He said the arches should never, ever be done away with because of a, quote, Freudian symbolism of a pair of nourishing pert breasts.
Well, if you believe that.
It's nonsense.
It's complete nonsense. But I will tell you this. When I was at UCF, we had to do a study. And we there was identification in young kids, and kids as old as 3, 4, and 5 years old were able to identify McDonald's Golden Arches as someplace they wanted to go and they wanted to eat. And at a very young age, those Golden Arches would do something to a kid's brain. You could pass by a lot of other fast food places, but it was those Golden Arches that got embedded into just a little toddler's brains.
I don't know if it's the Golden Arches. I think it's the colors, that yellow, white, and red.
That'll always get you. They would spot it from a car.
We have been seeing an awful lot of the press briefing room at the White House recently.
Yes, by the way, did you know that Biden and Trump spoke today? Via phone. They had a meeting.
Why?
To discuss the coronavirus stuff. I get that's what they say. But the headlines, and I got the notification, Biden and Trump speak.
Well, I have a feeling Trump spoke, and Biden may have tried to say something.
Let me see if I see what...
Did you get the video that I sent you?
Yes, yes, I did.
Did you make it through all 17 minutes?
I made it through about 9.5.
That's all you could take, huh?
That's about all I could take from it.
Yeah, there's a 17-minute video of Biden on the campaign trail, and it's hard to watch.
Oh, here it is. Rivals reach out. Trump-Biden speak over phone on coronavirus response, source says. Trump and Joe Biden spoke over the phone Monday afternoon about the crisis. A source familiar with the call said they spoke about the response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And what the hell does Biden know about
it? I don't know. The call comes after Fox News first reported last week that Biden offered to have a phone call with Trump directly to discuss a strategy to combat the virus. What does he have to combat it?
He doesn't know anything.
Of course, on Monday, the president teased the former vice president, tweeting, "Whatever happened to that phone call?" He told the fake news he wanted to make with me. Biden on Monday replied to the president's tweet, appearing to keep the offer of a chat on the table. And I guess the source familiar with Fox said that despite the president expressing interest in having a phone call with Biden, the campaign did not hear from the White House. But a source to Fox said Biden, his campaign reached out to the White House on Monday, set up a call, which took place this afternoon.
Stan, I'm going to make a statement, and then I want you to agree or disagree. I personally know more about the COVID virus than Joe Biden does.
I agree.
Thank you. So we've been seeing an awful lot of the press briefing room in the White House. It hasn't always been the press briefing room where you see the president there taking questions. That used to be an indoor swimming pool. It was installed in 1933, but Nixon had it converted to the press room in 1970. And what you may not know when you're seeing these press briefings, because of the way they work the cameras, it is a tiny, tiny room.
Yeah, with a slope to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1933, FDR put it in for his polio.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon wanted it out.
I don't want to look at that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know why Ike didn't have it ripped out. Damn eyesore is what it is. Put the press in there. Nice man, Richard Nixon was.
Yeah.
Misunderstood.
Extremely.
This is absolutely ridiculous, but people are stupid. What can you do?
And this is something I didn't know?
No, we're moving on from that now.
Oh, all right.
We have told you before, around 1981, they were very excited about a new diet product. It was a fake chocolate candy called AIDS.
Yep.
It didn't last long for obvious reasons, but it may be happening again. It's been a rough year for the good people at Corona Beer. Mm-hmm. Their sales have been affected this year because some very bright people believed that Corona beer was connected to coronavirus.
We were doing that story like a month and a half ago, remember?
Mm-hmm. The Mexican government has shut down Corona's production lines through at least the end of this month because it's been deemed a non-essential business. Mm. Now, the company that handles Corona's distribution in the United States says that even with the shutdown, they still have, quote, ample supply to meet consumer demand. Why?
Why?
Because no one's been buying it.
No one's been buying it. They're going to have to change the name.
That's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous. And I don't know if it's labeled as an essential item, but you and I both know during good times, bad times, people will always gamble. People will always drink.
Vice.
Yep.
In a moment.
Hi, everyone. It's Matt Mangus. We all hope you and your families are getting through this medical emergency okay. And we want you to know that our programming and digital departments at K-Rock are working around the clock to provide you with the latest COVID-19 information. Count on K-Rock both on air and online to bring you the information you need to know to keep your loved ones safe. We hope in addition to getting you the news you need, we can also provide a little relief from this very difficult situation. You can count on K-Rock because we're in this together. Stay up to date on 96K-Rock, 96KRock.com, and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, what are we looking for, Whipper?
You got time for three good ones.
All right. A 27-year-old woman named Preeti Verma.
What's the first name?
Preeti.
Preeti, not pretty. Preeti.
Yeah, it's a double E and an I. Preeti.
Gotcha.
She's from central India and gave birth to healthy twins last week.
Aw.
It's a boy and a girl.
Aw.
She named the boy COVID and the girl Corona. I like their chances.
Yeah.
There's parents have excellent judgment.
Going to be a lot of teasing in school. I'm looking. I think I see a picture.
Mommy says, quote, "Me and my husband wanted to make the day memorable. Indeed, the virus is dangerous and life-threatening, but its outbreak made people focus on sanitation, hygiene, and other good habits, like being a hermit. So we thought about these names." Well, a new survey asked people if they thought those are good names or bad names for babies right now. And the good news for Preeti?
Yeah.
4% said it was a great idea.
I'm looking at a picture. Hey, Rob, are you sure that's the new mom? She looks like some kind of a belly dancer or something. And then the one you showed
circus
me,
act?
Yeah. Is that her?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
This woman looks more like the...
Yeah, yeah. She's not... that one's more likely a mess.
Yeah, may I point out she's supposed to be 27.
Oh, right. The first one that he showed me, the belly dancer, looked like she was 27. The one he's showing me now... there she... Yeah, I'm looking at it. She looks like 27.
Do any of the pictures have black bands over their eyes? Because
no.
That's probably not her.
No.
I don't know what Rob's looking at. Pictures of the belly dancer.
I see the two twins. He got rid of the belly dancer. She looked fun. And I'm looking at a mom with the two twins that she's holding, very newborn babies, and I guess an older boy next to mom. And yeah, she looks to be maybe in her late 20s. A little homely looking, but she just had two kids.
Well, and think about why she's making news. She's not the brightest bulb.
No, she doesn't look that bright either. The kid, the little toddler, looks smarter than she does.
And I have a feeling by the age of 3, he'll be figuring that out.
Yeah. Congratulations, Mama.
Ah, indeed. Yeah. You know, a friend of ours called the show earlier today and asked the question, well, what's it going to be like when we are on the other side of this thing?
Who are you talking about, Gary?
No, wow. Gary didn't want it. Shark Girl did.
Oh, Shark Girl did. That's right. Gary was a few in.
Yeah. You're talking about Nam.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
A new survey.
Yeah.
A new survey asked people if they'd be comfortable leaving their homes if the restrictions are lifted soon. The vast majority of people say no.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I think I feel that kind of that way too.
No, you don't. You couldn't wait to get out.
I can't wait to get out for my brain, but my head is also telling me the thing you can't see. And everybody, I'm seeing more people with the masks, the gloves, and empty buildings and all. So it makes me a little uneasy. I had to come to work or I would lose my mind.
So it's kind of split for you.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's always in my head that if, who did I hear somebody? I read someone. You're going to go out. You got to go and do the things you got to do. But it's like a Russian roulette.
Oh, it totally is. And coming into this month and next month, quite simply, there's going to be more of it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where you know, that I told you, that's what I worry about is people thinking, well, I've been doing this for a couple of weeks. Nothing bad's happened to me. Everything should be fine.
And you're saying, well, the odds have got to be with me.
Well, they're going away. Yeah. The odds are going away day by day. And I told you, Ray Benson, the guy from Asleep at the Wheel in Texas, he said, I don't know what to tell you. I'm miserable with this. You don't want to catch this. And he says, before you ask, I washed my hands. I did the social distancing. I don't know how I picked it up.
Yeah, it's Russian roulette.
70% say they'd still try to stay at home as much as possible, even if the orders were lifted this month. 22% would jump right back in and pay it no mind.
Yeah.
8% aren't smart enough to know.
Yeah, there's always that percentage that just no opinion or have no idea.
And frighteningly, 7% of the people surveyed say, what are you talking about? I'm not doing anything about it now.
You know that for a fact, Haney, and I was telling you last week. My wife's office is closed. All the people in her office, company-wide across the country, 12,000 employees, they're all working from home. Woman came right to the office. Why aren't you guys letting me in? Your door is locked.
I demand to see a manager.
Yeah. And it's like the manager did talk to her and said, we're all working from home. You can do a video conference with us.
And I have no idea why it was a Kennedy woman.
Hello, I'm Bill Simmons of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I know why it was a Kennedy woman now.
Why is that?
Well, I've been playing an old video game where you get to play as JFK with a shotgun killing zombies trying to get in the Oval Office.
I remember that game.
I declare these truths to be self-evident. Boom.
I think it was you that told me about that game years ago.
Oh, it's amazing. You get to play as Nixon and Castro and Robert McNamara. Maybe I ought to turn Gary on to that.
Yeah, that would keep him occupied.
Did I say Bill?
Yeah. Say it again just to be sure.
Bill? There is a gentleman by the name of Cameron Compton. He owns the Midwest Coast Brewing Company in Chicago, and his business has been hit with 3 burglaries in the past month.
Oh.
Well, this being Chicago, after he was robbed the third time, the police had to come out.
After the third time.
Well, you know your own experience in Chicago and how they roll there.
Yeah, that non-essential crime. Okay, it's been 3 times. Maybe we'll check it out.
Yeah, maybe there's something we ought to look into here. Yep. What do you think? Cameron and his wife were finally making a report when, according to Cameron, quote, my wife made an offhanded comment, sort of joking, saying, yeah, they even took our gummy bears.
That damn bird! You know, Rob's losing his mind. I am, and I just got a text. I'm happy with Haney, and I'm happy, but that bird in the background is driving me nuts with that high-pitched noise.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, listen to that thing!
Did you think there would be no retribution for the grandfather clock? Did you think there would be none?
Look, by day 3, I shut it off.
How many days do I have?
You got 3.
All right.
That bird, that boy ain't going nowhere.
That's the sound of nature.
It's the sound of a damn blue jay.
No, it's not.
Is
it's
the
a
mockingbird imitating a blue jay?
Well, there must be one around that's trying to intimidate.
Yep.
You know what? Screw the news. I'm going to go out and see if I can find it.
You finish that story.
So one of the cops ran to the evidence room, grabbed an empty 5-pound bag of gummy bears, and asked if those were the gummy bears, and it was. It turns out the cops had busted a couple breaking into a business near Cameron's, and the guy was mowing through the bag of gummy bears when the cops showed up and busted him. The police arrested 55-year-old Terrence, don't call me Terry Cole, of Chicago for the brewery break-ins, and it's all thanks to the gummy bears.
Tweet, tweet, tweet!
Oh, it's worse than that. Just like a knife.
And that's the news for today, Monday, April 6th.
Double M, double X.
And that's the sound of nature.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Glad you enjoyed it, folks.
Enjoyed it? I mean,
what could be better than hearing the Boyds tweeting?
It's almost as loud as you.
I can't hear it.
Of course you can't hear it.
I don't hear a thing.
Nope. You're in your champagne haze.
Yep. All boozed up.
Yeah. What do you need now? More booze? What
Get
do
up
you need?
You're right to party, baby.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. We're gonna take you.
You're gonna send me a nice little toodaloo text here.
Yeah. Yes.
Toodaloo.
I'll send you as soon as I figure it out. I'll send it to you.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Thank you. We went meme heavy today, didn't we?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it was a disaster.
Yeah. Hearts and Winnie the Pooh.
I wish we could screenshot that stuff.
I'd rather not. I sent you an envelope and a bunch of hearts flew out of it saying thank you.
And then I sent you Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and then I sent you a Bernie Sanders.
Yep, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Monday afternoon with us. Rob's show will be kicking things off for your Monday night at 6 o'clock, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you 500 clams. And before we do traffic, I do want to explain to somebody. We've gotten a couple of texts. Well, I hear echo when Stan's talking, or Haney was pixelating, and oh, if you listen carefully, you can hear. Think of this. You can hear the boids. Think of this. Think of this like when you're watching a news program, and the person is not right next to somebody, and they will go and ask a question, and then there's that little beat before the question or the answer goes to the other person that's miles away. I will explain this as simply as I possibly can. What we're doing to continue trying to entertain should be impossible, and if this happened 10 years ago, we wouldn't even be able to do this.
Yeah, it wouldn't be anything at all.
There wouldn't be anything at all. So if you hear a little echo in my voice, you hear Haney pixelate just a little bit.
I think what you're trying to say, Stan, is if you hear a little fuss, it ain't nothing but us.
Exactly. Thank you. I couldn't have said it better, Haney. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Couple of things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, 4500 block of Bayshore Road, and then a crash in Lehigh Acres, the 1200 block of Hines Avenue. And you are up to date.
I got a little treat for you, Stan.
All right.
It's a Bo Cephas song, but see if you can figure out who's singing with him.
All right. Give it a crank up. And money. There we go.
And blues. You know my starter won't start this morning. You know my motor won't even turn. My starter won't start this morning.
Ow.
My motor don't even turn.
I know who that is.
His first name's John.
Yeah. John Lee Hooker.
There you go.
Oh, this is good.
Darling, you got your chin where mine's supposed to be. Hold up your head, baby. Hold up your head, baby. Got your chin where mine's supposed to be. You got your chin where mine's supposed to be. I just want to lay my head up in your bosom. Lord, that'd be such a good rest for me.
I want to join right in.
Jump in, baby. Jump in.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Sunshine,
man. I'm going to lay my head
Uh-huh.
Pacify this worried mind.
Yes, sir.
Mighty fine.
That's mighty good.
Woo!
Thank you, Hank.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My parents got divorced when I was really little. But that's not the joke. What is your problem? Did you break them up? No, they got divorced when I was little. But I was lucky because they were both there for me when I was growing up. But for a minute there, I was pretty sure my dad was not going to be there. Because when they got divorced, in an effort to cheer me up, my dad bought me a boomerang. And I don't know if any of you know what message a boomerang sends to a kid whose parents just got divorced is. But that message is, you're going to have to learn to play catch by yourself. Oh, I should do some crowd work. What's your name? Bridget. Hi, Bridget. First time anyone's ever talked to you at a comedy show? Oh, that's weird. It's the first time I've ever talked to a girl.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
The New York Times has gone completely around the bend. I mean, they've been struggling for a while, but it's become nonsensical. The New York Times has published an op-ed suggesting we should stop worrying about the toilet paper shortage and just stop using toilet paper altogether. I will now impart to you the wisdom of a little sweetheart by the name of Kate Murphy, who
Youngster?
Uh-huh. These are her words. Panic buying of toilet paper has spread around the globe as rapidly as the virus, even though there has been no disruption in supply and the symptoms of COVID-19 are primarily respiratory, not gastrointestinal. In many stores, you can still readily find food, but nothing to wipe yourself once it's fully digested. Thanks, Kate. This is all the more puzzling when you consider that toilet paper is an antiquated technology that infectious disease and colorectal specialists say is neither efficient nor hygienic.
If you got a two-ply.
Indeed, it dates back at least as far as the 6th century when a Chinese scholar wrote that he, quote, dared not use paper from certain classical texts for toilet paper. Kate helps us even more, Stan, by letting us know that before toilet paper was in common use, people used leaves, seashells, fur pelts, and corn cobs. And even more helpfully, Kate will have you know, the ancient Greeks and Romans used small ceramic discs. They also used sponges on the ends of sticks, which were then plunged into a bucket of vinegar or salt water,
yowza,
all ready for the next person to use.
Woo.
So, thank you, Kate. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And she suggests that everyone should have a bidet, even though doctors say you're never going to get as clean rinsing with water.
Okay. I wish I knew how old she was. I wish I could see a picture and find out what this little girl was talking about. Because, First
well,
of all,
she really did her research. Did you know during World War II, Stan?
Yeah.
American soldiers first saw bidets in French brothels.
Yeah, I do.
Which made them think they were naughty. An often told joke was that an American tourist in Paris assumed the bidet in her hotel room was for washing babies in until the maid informed her, "No, madame, this is to wash the babies out."
First of all.
But sadly, even in France, toilet paper has taken over.
We, America is the king of toilet paper. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. You go to, and I even think to this day, you can go to virtually any country in the civilized world, and they'll tell you that there's nothing better, softer, and more cleanly than toilet paper.
Well, you said those shop towels in Germany were quite a shock.
When I went to Europe in the 80s, do you remember? It's shaped like toilet paper. It goes on the roll like toilet paper. But the shop towel consistency, the brown shop towel, was spun on a roll, and it was like sandpaper.
Ugh.
Then you've got still to
you could
this,
really hurt yourself with that.
You've got, yes, in this today, in many third world countries, nothing but a hand railing and a hole. And as a matter of fact, when I was in New Jersey, they have a park up there, and they just installed new.
Isn't it what? In New Jersey, you're not allowed to wipe yourself. They have an attendant for that, don't they?
Pretty darn close. But they had new bathrooms built in this park, but there were still the old ones. Literal hole with railings. All right, what the hell are people thinking? We're kings, America, of toilet paper, and it is by far the best thing to use. If you have a bidet, great. It makes for a nice little splash, and then you clean up with toilet paper.
Yeah, you got to dry.
You got to dry. Even think flushable wipes, toilet paper, they go hand in hand as well.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.